Now, Bulstrode Manor has a wonderful history to it, stretching right back to William the Conqueror's time, where a man called Shobbington lived on the grounds here, not the present house, but he lived here, and William the Conqueror wanted to take away his land and all the land of the Anglo-Saxon overlords. So off went Shobbington to London, and he argued with the king and said, "I want to keep my land," and the king graciously gave him the land in return for his loyalty. So Shobbington came back to Bulstrode Manor, Bulstrode Park in those days, riding on a bull, and he earned the name Bulstrode. So he became Shobbington Bulstrode and then later just Bulstrode. So his family owned this part of Buckinghamshire for many centuries, down through the ages until we get to the 1600s when Judge Jeffreys bought the place, the famous hanging judge. His family, when he was in disgrace, sold it to other people, and eventually it came to the Portland family. So the Dukes of Portland were in residence here at Bulstrode Park for a couple of centuries. They then eventually sold it to the Somerset family, the Dukes of Somerset, and they owned the property for another 100 years or so. Later, the Ramsden family came into residence, Sir John Ramsden. He owned it late 19th century and early 20th century. And he's the one who brought many of the famous trees from China and Asia, parts of Asia, and the Himalayas, the rhododendrons, and even other parts of the world. So that was the Ramsden family. That takes us through to the First World War. Bulstrode was used as a hospital. The Second World War, the Women's Air Force, the WAAF, and then later the RAF, used Bulstrode as a training place. So many great things in history, right through to the 1950s, 58, the Bruderhof religious community lived here for about 6 or 7 years, and eventually Weck bought the property, Weck International Worldwide Evangelization for Christ, 1967.